So we want to close by playing an excerpt from a larger story. The story is about the Robinson family, and they live in the Ninth Ward. When we first began producing the story, I went with a youth producer. He's now a producer. He's a reporter at the time, and we're sitting on their living room floor, and there are six of them now. There were five when the storm hit, which means the mother was pregnant at the time. And so they're on chairs and the couch, and we're miking them and asking them questions. And they told us that it's the first time they talked about the storm together since they experienced the storm together, which makes me think of something that we all heard the first day, that the necessity of silence needs to be overcome to do this kind of journalism. And the reason they didn't talk about it was because they each knew that they had processed the storm differently. The men were angry at a lot of things, and the women actually felt sort of transformed, that they had become stronger in the process. And to talk about it would have been to disagree. So we had hoped to piece the story together in a non-narrative fashion where tape leads to tape and the story unfolds in sort of an organic way. But the tape wasn't going to lead to tape. It wasn't going to work out that way. So the youth reporter said, well, should I voice it? Should I make it a reporter piece? And we talked about it, and it was just too intensely personal to do that. So it needed a different treatment. So we decided that the eldest child, 14-year-old Angelica Robinson, would be the reporter for the story. And 14 is really the youngest possible age you could be to tell a story of this gravity and emotional intimacy and complexity. So we went back, and I spent a week with her working on and off, choosing the best clips and producing other stories in the process, and then writing a script. And she voices the story. Angelica Robinson, you're going to hear from her mom and her brother also.
After Katrina, we stayed in our house for 7 days. Each day felt like a week. I lost 10 pounds, and the back of my hair started falling out in clumps. My brother Raymond got little red dots all over his face. My pregnant mom worried that she might lose Elijah. Chris's hair got so long that he had an afro for the first time in his life. It was hot. The water surrounding our home smelled like rotten cabbage. And my brothers and I thought we were going to die. On the sixth day, we celebrated my brother Robert's birthday.
I had a big pile of cookies for my birthday. And after we sang happy birthday, I wished that the water went down. I looked out the window, and then there was grass sticking out the water. I said, whoa, look at grass. And everybody ran to the door and looked. It looked like my wish coming true.
After a week of sitting around the house thinking that we might die, my family evacuated to Memphis for 6 weeks. In some ways, it worked out for the best. My parents cleaned the walls and the floors of our home as soon as the water emptied out of it. That saved us from the mold that consumed almost every other house in our neighborhood. But for better and for worse, staying that week changed us. My mom, Angelique, feels mixed about the whole thing.
Well, sometime I like to talk about how strong you are as children. And then sometimes it makes me sad and depressed when I think about the negative experience we experienced.
My brother Robert has changed a whole lot. I remember the day when my dad took the training wheels off Robert's bike. He was 6 years old then, and he used to ride his bike until my mama called him in for dinner. He was obsessed.
But I just stopped riding my bike, because I don't know why. I just don't like really going outside that much, because it reminds me of the storm, like all the debris. You just look around. It used to look like a lake, and it was quiet. But most of the time, I just lay around the house.
It may seem strange, but in some ways, our life is better than it was before the storm. The storm has made us stronger, both mentally and physically. I am more confident in myself. In school, people's harsh words used to hurt me to the core, but now they don't mean anything. My brothers have been drawn towards the physical side of strength, and now they act like they can take on the whole world.
I used to be very scared of crickets. One night, one got on me. I was about to scream at the top of my lungs. So I just looked at it. Like, it's going to be all right. The cricket can't do you nothing. It's not going to bite you. And it just flew off. I said, wait. And just a harmless little bug.
My grandmama once told me, life has to hurt you before it blesses you. We as a family have experienced that firsthand. We have taken some serious twists and turns and have gotten lost on our journey to blessings. The water has been gone for a while now, and my family is still here. For Youth Radio, I'm Angelica Robinson.
Thank you.